This is In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie, and I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And this is episode 261, and we are plugging our way through in terms of teaching and sharing and talking about the Word of God. By the way, we're not experts. You know, we're not scholars. We don't promote to be or purport to be. Mm-hmm. We are just students of the Word. That's what I love so much about what Paul said to Timothy. He said, just be a workman. You know, he said, study to show yourself approved. Just be a workman that needed not be ashamed. He didn't say be an expert. He didn't say be a scholar. He just said, just be a workman. Just work at it. You know, and I think that's so precious that we just work at it. You know, a workman just shows up every day and does his job, you know. Yeah. And what do you think about that?
Yeah, and that's what good teaching is about, is getting us to a point where we want to come to God and we want to, you know, what you were saying. So
yeah, we be a workman.
Be a workman. That will be a workman, yeah. Just trying to learn about the Lord, trying to live, you know, what the Lord have us to live and love doing it. That's one thing, that we're not doing it begrudgingly, or we're not doing it, you know, as a, all, you know, at, I'll get to it at some point. But get to it right now, because I just love God and I want to do it better. I want to get better at it and know Him better.
Right, right. I love that, you know, I always talk about this, but I love the Bereans over in Acts 17:11, and that's because they said that, you know, the Bible says regarding the Bereans that now these were more noble minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word. And by the way, I don't think that the author here was trying to throw any, you know, dispersion on the people in Thessalonica. I think, you know, what the Lord is saying here in His Word is that He's pointing out differences in commitment, differences in work, in application. He's saying that these folks in Berea, they were more noble-minded, not because they were smarter, not because they had better tools or better resources, not because they had more talent or higher IQ.
Yeah.
I think he's saying that they were more noble-minded because they received the word with great eagerness. They examined the scriptures daily to see whether those things were so.
And also, let me ask you, maybe there are, I mean, there are some people that come to God more hungry than others, you know, so there'll be a difference in their lifestyle. If they're really, the Bereans were really going after the word.
Right.
The other ones were too, but not to the same degree.
Not to the same extent.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that's the only distinction that the Lord is making here.
Right.
I don't think he's saying that the saints at Thessalonica were no good, or that even that they were lazy. Right.
They were noble-minded. They just weren't as noble-minded.
As noble-minded. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so I think he's saying, like, there's another gear for all of us that we can just, you know, improve our game.
Yes,
you know,
for sure.
Bring, take it to the next level.
If we didn't, if there weren't, we wouldn't be so, you know, easily offended or, you know, get mad at God when something happens, when things don't go right. And all of those things, we're trying to grow out of that so that we just love God because He's God, because He loves us back. And that we're working it out, just trying to grow in the Lord.
Right.
And not falling for these little sayings or these little whatever that really don't mean a whole lot, or either that or gives you, you know, it lets you know that you're not where you need to be, because you're not trusting God the way He desires us to trust Him.
Right, right. Absolutely. Yeah. And Ezra also makes it really cool and clean for us in terms of that understanding. In Ezra 7:10, he says, "For Ezra had set his heart to study the law of the Lord."
I love that one too.
And he didn't just stop there, because some people just want to become, you know, academically inclined, you know, academicians. They just want to know the word from an academic standpoint to boast their knowledge, or to be the smartest guy in the room, or, and that's just not what, that's not what the Lord wants. You know, when he was putting this scripture together, and he's not, it's not what he wants from us now. I think what Ezra is saying is that when he set his heart to study the law of the Lord, his goal was, and he states it here in verse 10 of Ezra 7, his goal was to study the law, to practice the law, to teach the law.
Excuse me.
So, you know, those were, you know, his goals there. He had a goal, a purpose. He wanted the word to, as Paul writes in Romans 12, he wanted the word to transform him. Mm-hmm. You know, so this was not just arbitrary knowledge. It wasn't just for arbitrary information. He wanted the word of the Lord to transform his life, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, to the extent that he could start practicing this and do this, and then even go so far as to teach it to others. Mm-hmm. So he wasn't stopping at just learning it.
No.
He wanted to, you know, as Paul wrote in Romans 12, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. He wanted his mind to be changed by the word. He wanted his mind to be informed by the word.
And that takes discipline. Discipline ourselves.
Right, right. And so that's what I think the Bereans were known for. I think that was their hallmark, that they were committed, they were disciplined, and they stayed with it.
Yes.
And they wanted it to, they wanted not only to see what it was, that the things that they were being taught were so, I believe that they wanted to be accurate so that the word could change their hearts. Mm-hmm. They didn't just want more information. Right. I think more noble-minded mm-hmm means, Luke, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, wrote Acts 17. I think it's implying there that noble-minded means this translated into a lifestyle change.
Right, right.
This translated into rhema. They were walking this out. They were living this out.
Right.
They were sharing this, maybe even, and teaching others.
How do you think? Do you know how? How do we get ourselves and other people in the body to really go for that level? You know what I mean? Like really catch a hold, mm-hmm, of what the church is all about. You know, it's not just us coming together and singing and talking and all of that. It's
right.
It's to gather together to learn what God is saying to us and make us stronger and
right,
give him glory and honor. I mean, it's so much more than what we could probably see here in America, especially.
Right.
But you just wonder, how do we help? How do we do ourselves to help ourselves and help others get to that place or either head towards that place?
I think we have to, we being the church, the believers, mm-hmm, we have to want that.
Yeah.
There has to be a hunger, a thirst in us. We have to desire that. I don't think it's something that you can teach a person how to do. I think a person just has to have that desire in them that, hey, I want to be what the Lord is calling for. I want to know more about him. I want that.
And then start taking the steps to get there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, the Beatitudes in Matthew 5, I love that, mm-hmm, where it says, blessed are those who hunger,
yes,
and thirst for righteousness, yes, for they shall be filled.
Yes.
So we have to show, that's Matthew 5:5, we have to show that we want this. It has to be a desire. It has to be a drive, a hunger that's insatiable, a thirst that's unquenchable. That has to come from inside of us. That, Lord, I want to know your word. I desire to know your word. Your word, as Job said, I believe in Job 23, that it's more important than my necessary food.
Right.
So that has to be something that we as believers individually want from the Lord and just strive and not rest until we get that.
So you're saying too that we have to take that first step, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can't just live and think it's going to happen.
Right. I don't think it happens organically.
Right.
I don't think it happens because we you know, expect it to happen, you know, just by chance.
Right.
You know, I think it happens because we make a concerted effort to do that. Job said in verse 12 of chapter 23, I have not departed from the command of his lips. Mm-hmm. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food.
That's it. Yeah.
So that that has to be an internal desire that we choose. It has to be intentional. It has to be on purpose. It has to be deliberate. And I think when it is, then God just
can do his work.
Yeah. And I think he increases our desire. I think the more we desire him and the more we long after him and the more we seek him, he says that his eyes are going to and fro throughout the earth, seeking those who are strong toward him, have a mind, have a heart or mind, I'm paraphrasing, towards him. Right. But he's looking for people that has that, that have that hunger. He's looking for people who has Daniel and the Hebrew boys in Daniel chapter 3 purposed in their heart that they would not defile themselves with the king's meat. Actually, I think it's in chapter 1, verse 3 of Daniel, that they purposed in their hearts. They were made a deliberate effort that we are not going to defile ourselves with the king's meat. We want to stay true to the Lord.
Yes.
We want to stay pure and committed. And so they purposed in their heart. They made a conscious desire that this is something that I want to do. And they put this resolve before the Lord, and the Lord granted them favor. So, Lord, we just ask you to grant us favor as we desire you, Lord. May we hunger and thirst after you. May we want more of you in our lives. May we desire to be filled with your word, not for knowledge and data and information, Lord, but for transformation, Lord, for being conformed into your likeness and your image, that we might be pleasing in your sight. We give you the glory and honor.
Yes.
All the majesty belongs to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We'll see you next time on In the Word Podcast.